You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. We are going to have a very special program this evening. Courthouse Center for the Arts is here, and the wonderfully entertaining Richard Erickson is back again. Seems like just a couple weeks ago you were here, Richard. Welcome back.
Yesterday.
It was like yesterday. We did a show on the spring season, if you will, of Courthouse Center for the Arts, and as promised, we invited him back to do a show about nonsense. And as a very special treat to me and all the listeners, we have one of the actual, I guess you could call her, creator of the role of Mother Superior in Nonsense. She is award-winning, talented, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous. She's 39, and she's Marilyn Farina. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you here. And first, as soon as I met her, she said she was 39, and the sun just made her look a little bit older.
Doesn't
she look like Judi Dench?
I don't think she looks like Judi Dench.
Oh, yes. No, I'm the original Judi Dench.
You're actually prettier. You're prettier than Judi Dench, so we'll get that straightened out.
She's older.
Right.
Actually. You wouldn't think that, but she is not.
Well, speaking of you and your background, let's explain to the audience a little bit. I'm sure most people have heard of you, but they probably don't know a whole lot about your start, your beginning. Let's start at the beginning. Where did you grow up?
Well, the name Farina, that's my family that does the cereal. No, I'm just kidding.
Purina. That would be Purina.
No, that's the dog food. Mike, stay with me.
Oh, okay.
Farina, cream of wheat, Farina.
Oh, that one, okay.
Oh, yes, it's a whole dynasty.
I thought she was going for the whoop.
It was it. No, the dog died.
The dog.
No.
So
no,
Farina.
It's not the,
okay.
No, we're not.
So we've got that
Farina
straight.
Family.
And
no.
you, what part of the country did you grow up in?
New York.
In
New York.
York
City.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
what section?
Well, my folks were from the village, and actually, some were from Italy. Then they came over settled in New York.
My grandparents were from Italy, too. So
we're
probably related.
We're Italian.
And Richard's not. So let's not talk to him anymore.
I'm Norwegian.
No, he's not.
You look like a Viking.
But right
actor.
Now, actually, I feel like I've been here now for what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Seven.
Oh, it's just so weird. I feel like I'm in Scotland in this place. What is this? I was very tan when I got here.
Well, very gentle rains make the grass grow.
You're back here again because you've been here before. You were here for Theater by the Sea many years ago.
About
20-ish years ago.
Well, I must have been a child then.
That's
I was
right.
Young, very young.
Very young. But,
yes, it was about 20 years ago we started doing it.
I think my first show here was 1989.
Well, there you go. And you played, and one of the roles you played was the mayor's wife, Eulalie McKechnie Shin, in
You're
Music
right.
Man. See how you remember these things?
I think he means peep.
Beep, oh, beep.
Right.
Actually, we closed the first season of Theater by the Sea, Richards, for Quest Entertainment. We closed the first season, and then we opened the second season because it was such a...
Nonsense.
With Nonsense.
Oh, okay.
It was such a huge success that they brought us back.
Well, see that?
I have such an affinity to Rhode Island. And here we are at the lovely courthouse.
Courthouse.
Art Center.
Right, and the show is going to be opening on Well, actually, the show opened already.
No. Yes, it did.
Yes,
no, yes, it did.
Yes.
I forgot it opened already. That opening night party we had.
No, wasn't that a huge
But it's going to run. It's going to run till June 3rd. So make sure you stop in and see them. It's going to be hard to get tickets for this because Courthouse does not seat 3,000 or 4,000 people.
As a matter of fact, you have to bring your own chair. No,
that's not true. That's not true.
No,
Richard has his own chairs. He'll give to you. But so you want to make sure you get tickets ahead of time. We're gonna listen to a piece of music because we have to do that on this show. And the first one is called "Nonsense Is Habit Forming." Any remark you want to tell us?
Isn't that clever?
Yes. It's a good way to lead into the show. Here we go.
Certainly is.
Sister, nonsense may be habit-forming, but let's draw the line.
Cut the cheap shots, why be common?
We can be divine.
Everybody's here, so let's tell them who we are.
This is Sister Robert Ann, she sings and drives the car. Sister Mary Amnesia doesn't know her real name.
A crucifix fell on her head, her memory's gone, what a shame.
Sister Hubert is our novice mistress.
She's brand new.
And I'm your Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Cardelia. That's who.
Nonsense is habit forming. That's what people say. We're here to prove that nuns are fun, perhaps a bit risque.
We still wear our habits to retain our magic spell. Though we're on our way to heaven, we're here to raise some hell.
Sell it, girls.
Nonsense is habit.
Marilyn, I think we could probably just spend, you know, the whole hour just talking about you and your background. But we probably
should, enough about me.
We should probably talk about the show. When did you first do it?
I want to talk about me.
We all do. FourQuest was your first nonsense experience?
Oh, gosh. No. I am the original Reverend Mother, and we opened in New York City in 1985,
okay.
Actually.
Tell them about Cardelia.
And
Cardelia,
that's Sister Mary Cardelia. She's the Reverend, that's me. She is the Reverend Mother of the Little Sisters of Hoboken. And that basically the show is about the disaster that happened to the dear nuns. You see, our cook, Sister Julia, child of God.
She's playing herself just because this is radio.
You didn't see that, folks. Well, she unfortunately served some tainted Vichyssoise soup, and about 52 of our sisters just drop dead face down in the soup. And we have to raise the money to bury them.
And Where are they now?
Well, we buried 48 and there were four left and we had to put them in the freezer.
So you're doing a show.
So we're doing a show to raise the funds to bury the last four dead sisters.
I see.
It's a romp.
It's a pure romp, absolutely.
Tell them about why Cardelia. What the name Cardelia is all about.
Oh, well, it's because I...
Did you name the character?
Well, I have to stop doing that Irish. Cardelia's name, actually this whole show started with a greeting card line. And I became the character going around doing publicity stunts for card stores. Mm-hmm. And
what did the cards have on them?
What, it was just me being
as a
nun.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they became very popular. We sold all over the country, and I would make personal appearances in card stores, and I sort of became this character. So we called her Cardelia, as in dealing cards.
Ah.
So, and out of that, that character grew, and then, the show just grew. It was a phenomenon. It was an idea whose time had come, and we kept moving in different theaters in the city, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it ran for 10 years.
Wow.
In New York.
In New York. I am the original Reverend Mother.
There you
there
go.
There it is.
There you go. The original.
So there we are. This is where we have to bury the four dead nuns. And
Don't give the whole show away yet.
No, don't.
Because we're just at the beginning here.
No.
This is tell us about this next tune we're gonna listen to, which is called "The Biggest Ain't the Best."
Well, I think that's sort of self-exclamatory there, isn't it?
All right. Well, then we'll just listen to the song.
No, it's not.
I wake up all bleary when I first hear the age-old query. Dominoes. Thank God we can't speak to each other. I'm not in the mood to be cheery. Put on the tunic and scapular, then the wimple, look, no mirror. The gimp and veil complete the nun's couture. At an ungodly hour, the bell in the tower signals a warning. We've made it through one more night. It's time to greet a new morning. But before I go downstairs, clear my head of woes and cares by dancing my way through my morning prayers.
Sister Mary Leo, I wish I could dance like you do.
Well, you could see a lot more, but Reverend Mother won't let me wear a tutu. If I can't wear a tutu, I'll never become a famous ballerina.
Sister Leo! Have we forgotten about humility?
I've always taught the novices that God is on their side when they're looking for the strength to avoid the sin of pride.
I know that being humble is a virtue we hold dear, but how can I be humble and advance in my career?
Sister Mary Leo, your vocation is your career. Very often we're impressed by a tiny diamond ship that seems to outshine all the rest. So pay attention now, here's what you must do. Don't demand the spotlight, let the spotlight come to you.
Oh, I'm beginning to see the light.
Remember Sister Hilda, whose endowment was so great.
When she put on her collar, it stood out like a plate.
Well, one day when the bishop came, she went to the door.
As she knelt to kiss his ring, she fell flat out on the floor and proved
the biggest ain't the best. As the bishop will attest, the Lord tells us the least are often those that are the blessed. So let that be a lesson to you, try to understand. The people with the biggest drums don't always lead the band.
Oh, the biggest ain't the best. Very often we're impressed by a
Okay, so no further explanation was needed after that song. I guess we've got the whole gist of it. And Richard, we should, before we get too far along, before we finish off this segment, let's give everyone some phone numbers and website information so they can find out the real story about Nonsense and Courthouse Center for the Arts rather than just the frivolity that we're having here tonight.
Yes, indeed. Okay, if you want tickets for this romp, as we've described, Nonsense, call 401-782-1018 or go to our website, courthousearts.org, www.courthousearts.org.
Now, can is there various ticket prices? I mean, can they sit?
Yeah, it's not expensive. It's $15 to $25. Top tickets are $25 all the way down to $15. Totally affordable.
What a deal. Sounds like you can bring the whole family, bring the neighbors, bring everybody.
Wow.
And speaking of bringing everybody, Marilyn, is this a family-friendly show? Or?
Absolutely. And okay. It's not just for Catholics.
No, that's, you know, we were talking off air. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Rhode Island was always the most Catholic state in the United States up until just recently. We lost the title to Massachusetts now.
Wow.
So we have to get the Catholics out as well as everybody else to see this.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
All my Jewish friends would enjoy it too.
Oh, yes, indeed.
So it's for
Catholic.
Everybody. All right. I'm a good Baptist. I'll be there.
Although one night in New York we had, this was the first True Rose, we had like 26 nuns, and on the other side of the theater, Yoko Ono.
Did she understand the show? She was loving it.
She was like just falling out of her seat, darling. Can you imagine Yoko Ono, 26 nuns? And the nuns were falling off their, you know. But it's not. They're really nice Jewish people. Come and they enjoy. It's for everyone.
And
yes.
It's in color, not just black and white.
It's in colorful black and white, correct.
Black and white. All right, we're going to get to one more tune before the next break, and this is called Turn Up the Spotlight. Anything we want to say about this one? That's not really self-explanatory. Right?
No, absolutely not. It's Reverend Mother's big number.
It's Reverend Mother's big number. This is Marilyn's big number
in
the show.
Because, you know, she started.
And this
out.
Is
Nobody
Marilyn.
Knows. She
and, yes, by the way, we should tell our listening audience that normally when we play music on the show, lots of times it's not about the people that are going to be in the show because the show hasn't happened yet.
The show, the local show, right?
Right.
The local version, right.
So what we're listening to now, though, is the actual New York cast recording.
Original cast.
With Marilyn 19, singing.
Yes.
All right, we'll listen to this one, then take a short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts and Nonsense.
I see the spotlight, and though it's not right, I simply can't resist its call. For some nuns, it's bingo at the parish hall. Turn up the spotlight and I have a ball. I lose my head then, I know I'm dead when I start to hear that laughter grow. Please forgive me, but don't you know this is much more fun than B-I-N-G-O.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center for the Arts and the star of Nonsense, Marilyn Farina. And she is just wonderful to be with, and she has all kinds of stories. And we, unfortunately, on a show like this, we don't get to a lot of stories. But believe it or not, I'm going to admit something on the air. I've not seen the show. But I will.
Well, yes, you will.
I will. I'll see it this week.
You will laugh.
And I will laugh, and I'm sure I will enjoy it. But since I have not seen it,
It's a show. I mean, it's different every night. So there you go.
I may have to come several times.
Right. You may not know what you're going to get.
All right.
That's right.
So if not having been to the show, Nonsense is filled with nuns, right?
Yeah, and there are penguin jokes.
And there are penguin jokes, but
there's
a physical penguin.
Are there any male cast members in Nonsense?
No, because there aren't any male nuns.
Oh, I didn't know if there was a priest involved.
Well, there were in San Francisco.
We have our school band, of course, is Father Ryan and.
So there is male.
They're in our band.
Okay.
Yeah, indeed. Because you never know. There are five of us in the cast, five ladies, but you never know who's going to show up and drag.
It could happen. Lenny Watts could be one of the nuns. How do we know?
Originally thought that it might be funny to have Lenny play Sister Hubert.
Right. But then it would just be the Lenny Watts versus Marilyn Farina show.
Right. Yeah, we wouldn't want to go there. All right. Well, you know.
No, you don't want to go there.
Some of the music from the show is, as we said, some of the titles of these songs are very self-explanatory. And this next one is Growing Up Catholic. Now, did you in fact grow up Catholic?
Yes, I did indeed.
And
I still am.
Did you, when you were modeling the original role and kind of making it your own, did you have someone in mind? Did you have a favorite nun?
I think I'm every nun I ever knew in the show.
They're all
in
there.
I'm like every nun I ever knew.
Margaret Marie, or it isn't just one particular person.
Yes, of course, dear Sister Stephanie in high school, Benedictine Academy. God, she was just wonderful.
Sister Stephanie. I mean, she could be listening right now?
No,
you don't think so. She's probably...
I think she's... It's a long time ago.
A long time ago. Well, you were...
But you being only 39, she may still be alive.
The thing is, when this opened in 85, everybody thought I was a 65-year-old Irish woman.
Really? And now?
And now?
They think you're a 39-year-old
Irish woman.
You're a
39-year-old.
All right.
I am a 65.
All right, well,
Italian
let's...
woman. Farina.
Farina, okay.
Well, Liza
Minnelli. Well, now I'm trying to get control here.
I'm only 39.
But it's not working. But I'm going to go to the... So I'll just go to the song, Growing Up Catholic.
At St. Clair School, religion class began with Mass each day. It was said in Latin then, that's how I learned to pray. The nuns appeared in black and white, and so did every rule. Things were either wrong or right at St. Clair.
All right. Now, when you get together in a show like this, I'm sure there's lots of scenes. It might be favorite scenes that you have after doing it. Well, here's a question. Do you have any clue as to how many times you've done nonsense?
Oh, that's a good one.
39 years old.
Yes, being I mean, only is it, 39.
Is it 100? Is it 200?
I would say it's probably about 3,500.
3,500
yes.
Performances, probably, after all those years in New York.
And it ran for 10 years in New York. Now, I didn't stay with it. I brought it out and opened it in the larger venues like L.A. and San Francisco and Boston. But I was doing the role for, Lord knows, at least 10, 15 years. So it's got to be at least 3,500.
That's amazing. Amazing.
My little to be able to do some 500 and on it, and that was like what, a year and a half after we opened.
I was when you were 36.
So I was 36. There you go. Haven't aged a day.
now, is there a favorite scene, or is there something that happens in the show that that might
well,
be unexpected?
Well, we have a scene. It's called Baking with the BVM.
Baking, as in let's make a cake.
And then BVM is the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Okay.
Right, and it's a cookbook that's been put together by our dear sister Julia, Child of God. we explain some of our recipes. It's a very open section there. Just anything can happen. But, oh, Lord, Julia has included the recipe for the tainted soup. That's the whole point. I mean, it's just terrible. So we can't sell the book, but one of...
That sounds like a fundraiser you could have for Courthouse Center for the Arts. Your own
cookbook. We could
cookbook.
Have tainted soup and cookbook. Yeah, no, right. But we wouldn't have tainted soup.
Think how much money you could make if you just came up with a cookbook real quick and have Marilyn autograph them. See that? Yeah, right. That could be a huge fundraiser.
Well, there you go. One of my favorite recipes, though, I think, is the recipe for the hors d'oeuvres served at the Last Supper.
Aha.
Host Toasties. It serves 13.
Host Toasties. And then, okay.
Leg of Lamb of God.
Oh, I have a feeling we're going in the wrong direction. We should stop having so much fun, and let's close
and
this segment
to music.
with the next song, which is Just a Couple of Sisters. Does all take place in New York City?
No, Little Sisters of Hoboken.
Oh, Hoboken.
Oh, Hoboken.
So
yes.
Is Frank Sinatra
that's
making an appearance? Or,
absolutely.
I mean, okay, here's a question for you. What was the name of Frank Sinatra's first quartet?
Oh, I should know that.
The Hoboken Four. See that? See that?
That's
see that?
Right.
There you go. A little trivia in there. A little trivia.
Oh, good for you.
All right. All right. Let's get to this tune before we have to take a break. It's called Just a Couple of Sisters.
It's like a Jane Russell, Marilyn Monroe thing in Nun's Habits.
Many people think that in a convent, a reverend mother, something like a queen. Nothing could be further from the truth here. Shall we show them what I mean?
Whatever you say, Your Highness.
You hit it.
We're just a couple of sisters, plain as we can be. Just a couple of sisters who've discovered harmony.
Oh, sure, I could go solo.
Going solo can be fun.
But when two solos get together, they harmonize as one. None.
We're just a couple of sisters out here having fun.
The mistress of the novices
and Reverend number one.
It's true I am in charge here, but I know I'm not alone. As Sister Hubert adds her harmonizing tone.
I train all the novices and do it on my own. 'Cause I know Reverend Mother's near a stepping stone.
A stepping stone? A stepping stone to what, Hubert?
Oh, it was just a rhyme, Cardelia.
Uh-huh.
The only other word I could think of was overgrown.
Ooh.
And I know how sensitive you are about your weight.
Ooh.
No, I just
meant that you were solid like a rock.
Oh, you mean like the Rock of Gibraltar?
No, I mean like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Put us both together, and we've got it all.
The melody,
the harmony,
St. Peter and St. Paul.
All we need is Mary, then we'd have a singing group.
Every Tom and Dick and Harry is a Mary in this troupe. Sister Mary Thomas.
Sister Mary Richard.
Sister Mary Harold.
Sister Mary Noel.
Sister Mary Martin.
Sister Mary Pickford.
Sister Mary Sunshine.
Hey, we're on a roll.
Sister Mary Hartman.
Sister Mary Astor.
Sister Mary Will. Sister, that's a wrap.
Sister Mary Poppins. Sister Merry Christmas.
Sister, that's enough of this Mary crap.
Just a couple of sisters in what you call rare form, who've come to entertain you
by singing up a storm.
Welcome back to the Hysteria. We are conducting conversations, sitting with Richard Erickson and Marilyn Farina, star of Nonsense, which is playing at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. Be there for a few more weeks till June 3rd, so make sure you stop in and see this wonderful production. And I have a feeling you won't laugh that much for a long time. But Marilyn, I know that all those we talked about, all the hundreds of and hundreds of, if not thousands of performances in New York. And you mentioned Yoko Ono being in the audience one night. Other people that might have stopped in to see you and enjoy the program.
Oh, Lord, Mike, there are just tons. And I can't think of it. No, I'm just kidding. Cheetah Rivera one night, and she came. They all come backstage all the time. Cheetah was absolutely wonderful. Kay Ballard. Opening in L.A. We had Lynn Redgrave. I spent the evening like with Lynn Redgrave. God, oh, anyway, so many people are gone. Oh, but so many people came. Oh, and then the my last night in New York, of course, the show kept playing. I can't think of it. Everybody in New York was there. Oh, it was a wonderful evening.
And you just turned 18, right? At
that point. I was just. Why do we keep talking of age?
I don't know.
Here,
why that is.
This age thing keeps coming up, honestly, folks.
Because you make me feel so young.
Now, speaking of stars that came to see the show, Richard, we have a local star that's going to be in this production, right?
We do. We have Caitlin Rosen, who is our terrific local actress, comedienne. She plays Sister Amnesia, who can't remember her name.
Well, that makes sense with a name like that. Yeah.
It's very sad.
Very sad.
It's terrible. Crucifix fell on her head, you know. It was dreadful. She can't
Poor
remember
dear.
A thing. Can't remember a thing.
But she wants to be a country star.
She wants to be a country star,
she
country
does.
Singer.
She does. She's torn between the nunhood or being a country western star like Dolly Parton.
That.
When she remembers that.
So now we've gone from the sisters dying because of the soup to a country and western wannabe that can't remember her name.
And we still got the four dead nuns in the freezer. I don't know.
You know, the big question of the show is, will Sister Amnesia eventually remember her name and who she is?
Aha. Uh-huh. It's probably Dolly Parton.
Oh!
The biggest ain't the best.
All right, we have another piece of music to get to before we finish this up, and this one is called The Drive-In. Now, when we talked about the titles kind of leading you to what you think the song is, when I hear the song titled The Drive-In, I'm thinking of going to the movies. Is that what this is?
Well, yes, it is. The nuns have a little homemade movie going on, and they actually, it's a wonderful piece. We call them the St. Andrew Sisters of Hoboken. And they are going to the drive-in. Oh, it's a wonderful number.
And they like sing Don't Sin Under the Apple Tree? No, they don't.
Close.
No, they like, sing very much like. Drive-in.
It's oh, okay.
Well,
but it's tight harmony. It's
just
kind of like Barbershop.
Yes,
I can't wait to hear it then. Here we go.
It seems like like only yesterday when life was quite serene. The days were rather uneventful, what you'd call routine. Then came that fatal night when Julia made her Vichy Soise. For 52 Bon Appetit was also Bon Voyage. Then our tranquil life was over, for we knew what we must do. We had to raise the money to enter the 52. At times it all seemed hopeless and much more than we could bear. We would all have lost our minds had we not stopped
to go to the drive-in, the Skyline Drive-In.
Drive-in,
we can always survive it.
We survive in times of stress and strain, cause fantasies thrive in
the Skyline Drive-In.
Drive-in,
it's the one place I've been.
One place I've been that'll always ease the pain. Give yourself a change of scene by altering the day's routine. Find the nearest movie screen and let yourself go. You want to keep it clean, but if it's a bit obscene, who'll ever know that you've been to the drive-in? Hey, when you arrive, find a place to park and dive into a box of buttered popcorn and revive yourself. Your spirits come alive when you don't have to connive. There is a door.
We certainly have had a great time talking about nonsense and getting our audience introduced a little bit to Marilyn Farina, who is playing the lead role in, and was actually the originator of the role on in New York. And Richard is here talking. Actually, Richard doesn't really add much, as you notice, Marilyn.
He just,
he just laughs and claps. And,
but with Marilyn looking so jaunty.
Right. So jaunty. Yeah, I like that. I like that term. And there's another Richard that's involved in this show who was here just a short while ago. He's Richard Sibelico is directing again.
Correct? I believe you know him, too.
I do.
From way back when.
Yeah, it's a small world after all. So Sibelico's directing.
He is, and he's doing a wonderful job. He's a Broadway director and a wit and a... what? How else would you describe
he's
him?
Brilliant.
He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. It's a nonsense that, having done it so long, I hardly recognize it.
Yeah, let me jump in here. This is interesting. I've always thought nonsense was fun, and I've always laughed hysterically at it. But this version is touching as well. I'm surprised. I don't know quite what it is he's done, but he's paid honor to it. As well as to Madam here, the jaunty one.
Right.
Which makes it have a different dimension.
Well, there are certain, I'm sure Richard probably looked at this and saying there are certain things in history, okay, where if you, you know, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you meet the president, you're somewhat impressed by the fact that you met the president, whether you like him or not.
Yep.
And in this case, you're dealing with an icon of the stage.
You mean 39-year-old Marilyn?
Yes, I do. And so there's going to be something there to pay tribute just to the fact that she's here and she's doing this in our very own little state, and we're very fortunate to have her here.
We are.
So that's kind of a nice thing.
Well,
and,
thank you. I'm very happy to be here. And be back with Mr. Erickson and Mr. Sibelico. It's just, like I said, it's really a different show, and I know the show, but I'm relearning it. It's a really wonderful production. So much fun. And
it's also touching. It is. It's more moving than I've ever... It's moving.
I'm finding things, actually, after all these years. So that's
amazing.
Incredible.
The thing about the nuns is, you know, we do have a mixed you know, we have mixed feelings about nuns, but it's not all, oh, aren't they funny? It's,
oh, no.
There are a lot of nuns
who
are really good to all of us as well.
Absolutely. And life-changing.
And life-changing.
And
yeah.
all of those things yeah. happened, and I'm sure it's all wrapped up into
and
the
show. And they don't make them like that anymore.
Well, I wouldn't say that because we have a lot of nuns that listen.
Well, yeah, but they don't wear the black anymore. They don't wear the full habits, which is part of it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. They sort of like doing
it. I mean, we like the mini habits. They're cute and everything, you know, but we like... I like the old habits.
Yes, you like the old habits, old Richard. Yeah. I've heard that about you.
Right. Just can't break them.
Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for coming in today and bringing your voice to our audience. I'm sure that everyone is going to try to get out and see you. That's going to be at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. It's playing now through June 3rd. So don't hesitate. Get your tickets. They can do that by calling the phone number.
401-782-1018 or going to the website courthousearts.org.
And thank you for being here, Richard.
Thank you.
We look forward to things at the courthouse, which is the music series coming up on June 7th is a jazz show on
Thursday
night.
The Gray Sargent Trio. They're Tony Bennett's band.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's on June 7th. Remember that. So after we have the members of the Tony Bennett Orchestra, let's see, the next thing is coming up in what's called your American Music Series is September 6th. There'll be a soul program. And then October 4th, rock and roll. And then on November 8th will be a folk program. So that's called the American Music Series. It's sponsored by Arnold Lumber. And then there are individual show sponsors. So if you want to find out about that, all the shows are on Thursday nights, and the doors open at 7 p.m. So check that out. And just to review the other shows, Titanic is going to be playing from June 21st to July 14th. And then comes To Kill a Mockingbird. That's going to be in September. And that should be very interesting. And then just in time for Halloween, we have Dracula Vampire, October 11th to the 28th. And then in December, home for the holidays. So we hope you can take advantage of all of those shows coming up. Check it all out at Courthouse Center for the Arts. And then Richard will be back at the end of June with a program on Titanic, which is the next big spectacular end.
Tony Award-winning Broadway musical, Titanic.
We all know how that ends.
We do. Boom. There it was.
Boom.
But
Marilyn,
we have a new ending.
Marilyn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
And Richard, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, too.
And we'll listen to one more tune, which is Holier Than Thou, and then we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
If you want to be a saint, all you've got to do is pick a saint to emulate who most embodies you. Then figure out what made that saint the idol of today. Then follow in those footsteps and you'll earn the excellent choice. Bernadette of Lourdes can be easily achieved. She said she saw a virgin, which of course no one believed. People said she lost her mind, there was no lady there. So go and find a virgin and come back here and declare, I'm holier than thou. I've got the spirit now. I feel like I'm in heaven, cause I'm holier than thou. I'm holier than thou.
Can do it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
St. Lucie.
can be St. Anthony and run a lost and found. If you're into torture, girl, St. Agnes is renowned. Mary Magdalene is perfect for the hooker with a dream. We've got all things are possible, nothing too extreme. Bang!
I'm holier than now. I'm holier than now. I'm holier than now. I'm holier than now. I'm
all right, good girl. When you leave here tonight, we want you to go home and pick a seat so that you can get down.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.